Hello, this is Iyabo at coachiyabo.com. Welcome. Today's audio is on positive thinking. What exactly is positive thinking? Why is there a lot of hype about it? Yet why do a lot of people just don't believe in it? How come positive thinking sometimes sounds sleazy? Same thing with law of attraction and even for some religious people, faith. You see, this is the thing. Positive thinking has a bad spin because it gives the idea that you can just sit there, think good thoughts in your head, positive thoughts in your head, do nothing, and voila, out of thin air, the genie brings in all your goodies. And usually people that talk about positive thinking use it as a way to say you can have what you want and this is how you manifest certain things. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with manifesting certain things. There's nothing wrong with wanting what you want. The problem becomes when we don't put the focus on the proper things. The proper things are you knowing and understanding that you are a valuable person, that you have a right to want things and draw them into your life, and that you deserve good things in your life, and most of all, the power to get those good things is in you. It's not in another person, it's in you. So for instance, Jim Rohn says, we all have two choices. We can make a living or we can design a life. Now, what that says is, and this is the crux of the whole thing about positive thinking, what that says is the power is in your hand. You can be proactive or you can be reactive. You can choose to make a difference or you can choose to just allow the status quo to take you over and just be in a default setting. Now, that's what I enjoy about the message of positive thinking, which is that you have a choice. You can do something about it. Don't lose your power. Connect with your personal power and make something happen for you. Now, the way positive thinking has been abused is what I call people having cancer and putting a band-aid of positive thinking on the cancer and just giving off mamby-pamby responses. I'm positive, but if you know my story, you will be shocked. I don't focus on it. I've come out of a lot of negativity. I'm also one of those people, though, that have had a lot of good things in my life, too. I've had deep emotions. I've suffered from depression. I've had all kinds of tragedies in my life. However, I refuse to be defined by them. And I don't think positively to just forget about those things. I use positive thinking as an active tool to help me focus on, wait a minute, all these crazy things have happened in my life. What is it that I want? What do I actively want? And so I define what I want. Number two, I connect with my power and my ability to get to what I want. And number three, I enjoy the journey of creating what I want. So if you ask me, I'm not going to sit here and say to you, oh, my coaching business is bringing in millions and millions of dollars and that makes me happy. No. My coaching business is in a growth mode. I don't have as many clients as I want, but I'm willing to do the work and learn how to get my clients to so that I can effectively serve them. And in that journey of growing, fine-tuning what I like, fine-tuning what tools work for me, fine-tuning what my responses are to the marketplace and what my clients are saying. As I fine-tune all of those things, I truly enjoy the growth process, and I'm a lot further ahead than I thought I would be at this point in my profession as a coach. Yet, I continue to have goals, and when I get to a goal, I move the goal. I make it, you know, I determine that I want even more things. How are you using the power of positive thinking in your life? What is your stigma, if you have any stigmas against positive thinking? Please do leave a comment. I want to connect with you, and you can email me at coach@coachiyabo.com. Bye.